I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, we'll hear about some people who've gone and flown a kite, or a lot of kites, competitively. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill.
Hall of Fame manager Dick Williams died this week at the age of 82. He was one of only two managers to lead three teams to the World Series. Do you have a favorite memory to share?
Well, everybody's favorite memory in Boston is the fact that he led the Red Sox to the World Series in 1967. It is still to this day unimaginable that the team that finished the way that team did at the end of 1966 made it to the seventh game of the World Series the following year. He went on to bigger success with better lineups, but I'll always remember the tough-minded guy who took over the Red Sox and said simply that the team was going to win more games than it would lose. And I'll never forget the ongoing dialogue between him and the great George Boomer Scott, which ended up with George the Boomer Scott saying, "He called me a cement head."
The perjury trial of Roger Clemens got underway in Washington, D.C. this week, or at least the jury selection did. Prospective jurors were asked how much they knew about baseball. Do you suppose defendant Clemens was surprised that at least some of those questioned did not know who he was?
I think amicus curiae brief Bud Selig was a little bit surprised by that, too, and a little bit alarmed, I would think. This is an ongoing farce. Our great national steroid hunt has come down to a bunch of perjury traps set to trap the clever and deft mind of baseball players in clever webs of words. I mean, forgive me if I'm not too impressed by this whole thing.
Derek Jeter is just two away from joining baseball's 3,000-hit club, Charlie. As he approaches that magic number, there are reports that the only ones enjoying Jeter's chase are the fans. When did hitting a ball safely 3,000 times become such a chore?
Well, it gets to be a chore when you're Derek Jeter's age and you have to grind it out every day. It also can weigh on your teammates, although people have generally been a little bit less vocal about their dissatisfaction with these kind of milestone events than Joe Girardi was this week, who said, "We're going to try to wrap this up this weekend." Thanks, Joe. I mean, me and baseball history would like to thank you for being so enthusiastic about your work.
Football Hall of Famer John Mackey died this week. The ex-Baltimore Colt and first president of the Players Association suffered from dementia, and his health care became a defining case in the fight to secure benefits for retired players. Mackey's death comes just days after the retired players filed a suit saying owners and current players are now trying to limit those benefits. One hopes all involved will honor Mackey's memory better than that, don't you think?
Yeah, one hopes that both sides will realize what a public relations disaster this will be. And if they don't, one hopes that the retired player's lawsuit succeeds.
Former Giants quarterback Kerry Collins retired this week, Charlie. I don't know about you, but when I retire, I really hope the headline announcing same does not include the word GOAT.
Well, I don't think they will certainly refer to Super Bowl GOAT because
you will never
be within 100 miles of a Super Bowl. Yeah, he had a bad game in Super Bowl 35 and was intercepted four times by the Baltimore Ravens and lost. I mean, he did play 16 seasons. You would think that, you know, perhaps we could do a little bit better for a farewell than that.
Last week, you picked the U.S., which plays Brazil tomorrow in the Women's World Cup quarterfinals, to win the tournament. On Wednesday, they lost to Sweden 2-1. You prepared to waffle?
Why do you hate America? Why do you hate America, Bill? Our girls will rise from the turf of Germany and put that obvious refereeing thievery behind them and eventually defeat the plucky Swedes when it matters the most. Because I am on the side of our girls, especially Napoleon Solo's daughter, Hope.
Is this where I get to say, "Drat, they're on to me"? The 2011 Tour de France is a week old, Charlie, and has lost a number of potential yellow jersey winners. British hopeful Bradley Wiggins crashed out yesterday. Former world champion Tom Boonen of Belgium and Radio Shack leader Jane Brakovich have also crashed out. I suppose this is better than crashing out because you tested positive
for
something.
I was about to say, there's no question. It's gotten much too dangerous. It's time to put the drugs back in this race.
The International Olympic Committee announced this week that Pyeongchang, South Korea, will be the site of the 2018 Winter Games. And I guess the message from the IOC was, keep trying, and you will get picked.
Yeah, they kept getting passed over by everybody. I was there for the 1988 Summer Olympics in Seoul. They proved themselves the one thing that you must prove if you're going to host the Olympics, is are you willing to hand almost your entire society over to the corrupt International Olympic Committee for 16 days? The Koreans were more than willing to do that in 1988. And finally, they've been rewarded with the Winter Games. I guarantee you, by the way, that everything will be cleared up by 2018, so people will not refer to the host city as Pyongyang, which is really
it's
not
on
where,
the other side
where
of the border.
Really where you don't want to go.
Charlie, we lost a friend this week.
Yes.
George Kimball, late of the Boston Herald and the Boston Phoenix, died on Thursday. He was a recent guest on this show, but you knew George much better than I. Have you a particular story about him that you can share?
Well, he was instrumental in my coming to the Phoenix, which was instrumental in my having a career at all. The one thing I do remember most about George from the Phoenix days is that one of our other staffers had a Siberian Husky who was someplace between 60 and 400 years old, and the dog would sleep in the middle of the newsroom until George got off the elevator, and then the dog would go, Nobody could figure out how he knew that Kimball disliked dogs as much as George did. I mean, there are too many stories. He drank beer, smoked unfiltered Luckies, and was a strict vegetarian. He was wild. He was profane. He was a lot of fun, and he was an absolute old mate on the golf course. There aren't many people you can legitimately say were larger than life, much less the life he led, but he was.
And a superb writer and a real appreciator of superb writing when other people did it.
Yeah, and the last true fan boxing had and one that boxing did not deserve.
This week, a spokesman at Auburn University said, I don't want to give a sense of false hope, but we're not ready to say they're definitely not going to make it. Isn't it a little early to be that negative about the football team?
No. It's the trees, the poison trees at Toomer's Corner. I think myself they've been injecting it with the lemonade from the pharmacy at Toomer's Corner, which I will tell you is the greatest lemonade made anywhere on this planet by anyone ever. It is absolutely the Chateau Petrus of lemonade, and it will heal you if you're sick. And I think they've been injecting it into the trees myself.
And finally, Charlie, Dallas Cowboys receiver Roy Williams wanted to make his engagement special. And so, of course, he chose to send his girlfriend a $76,000 ring in the mail. I assume this all worked out exactly as planned.
Love, exciting and new. Yeah, he wanted the ring back when she turned him down. And now he's suing to get it back. I personally think that the romance has gone out of football, Bill. I don't know about you.
Charlie Pierce is the author of several books, among them Idiot America. What kind of idiot do you have to be to propose via the U.S. mail? Anyway, Charlie joins me each week at this time on Only a Game. Thank you,
Could
Charlie.
Be a new chapter.